Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to learn the halachas of challah. Challah does not mean the bread that we eat on Shabbos. Challah actually refers to a specific mitzvah which the Torah tells us in Parshas Shlach Lecha. This is the Siman Lamed Hei, the 35th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Again, we're stretching out ourselves from the halachas of simply Aracha and the ritual part of our lives into many other domains over here, and we're going to learn a lot of very important halachas. Challah is a mitzvah which the Torah tells us is that when the nation of Israel come into the land of Israel, then they are going to, the way it says, Tarimu Teruma La Hashem. You're going to lift up a dedication to Hashem. What is that? Reishis Ari Soisechem Chala Tarimu Teruma. That you're going to give a dedication. Who does it go to? It goes to the Kohen. And this is the first of your doughs is going to go to the Kohen. This is one of what's called the Matnas Kohuna, one of the gifts to the Kohen, which is given. This is actually given after the spies and after they malign the land of Israel. And part of that is the reason is being described as this is one of the mitzvahs that you're missing out, Hashem tells them, is by having slandered the land. Let's look at this from the viewpoint of four different concepts. Number one is the mitzvah of challah. Number two is the volume of dough. Number three, the processing of the dough. And number four on Shabbos. Let's jump straight in. So we're talking about the mitzvah of separating challah. We're going to look at 11 basic questions. What grain products need challah taken from them? So it has to be grain products which are made from the five types of grain. We're talking about wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. If it's made from other types of grain, or let's say you have rice bread or cornbread, that is not going to need challah taken from it. Is there a bracha? The answer is yes. What is that bracha? The bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed you Hashem, the master of the universe, Hashem Kidushanu B'mitzvotav, who sanctifies with his commandments, V'tzivonu and commanded us lahafrish challah, to separate challah. How much is taken? Technically speaking, it should be a kezias, which is roughly 1.1 fluid ounces of dough. Some are filled with a smaller amount of dough today, but it's best to do a kezias. What is done with that dough? So it is burnt, preferably in the oven the bread was baked in itself. Why is it burnt? That's not what the Torah says. The Torah does not say to burn it. The answer is because it was given to the Kohanim. And today the Kohanim are impure and therefore are not able to eat the truma, which the challah, which has the level of purity of truma. And therefore it must be burnt today. Be'ezrat Hashem, when we return to the space of purity and impurity, as was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we will be able to give the challah to the Kohanim as was intended. Whose mitzvah is this? So it's primarily the woman of the house is one of the specific mitzvahs that which the woman of the house is seen as the main shareholder and the main person to take care of this. What happens if she's not around? Someone else must do this, even if it's the helper, it must remove the challah for the bread to be eaten. What if the dough was made by a non-Jew? If a non-Jew needed the dough but not bake it, then that is not required to have challah taken from it. What happens if I'm buying the starter dough or the from the non-Jew on Motzei Pesach and I need that starter for my dough, so I'm now putting it into my dough, but then what's going to be? So after all, it's not obligated. So in that case, you need to take a section of challah which is bigger than the amount of the starter. So that, let's say one circumstantially took the entire area of the starter, which is not obligated in challah, I'll be taking a little more as well from the dough. What if the challah was separated and falls back into the dough? So let's say I separate the challah, I drop it back in, and now I can't find out where that little ball is. That's a problem, because challah is not batel, which means say it does not get nullified except in 1 in 100. That's very hard to have that kind of ratio in a dough, and therefore one will not be able to eat any part of that dough. The only possibility in such situations would be to do a hataras nedarim, which would be to go to actually ask a hatara to nullify the original hafrash, the original separation, so that one can now start again, because otherwise the entire batter will be a problem. That this happens from time to time. It's important to be aware of. Now, concept number two is the volume of dough. So how much dough must I have in order to separate challah? So the Gemara explains it's 43.2 eggs volume of flour is necessary. So just putting that into technical terms, without a bracha, we're going with the shirim of the Chazon Ish. is 2 pounds of 2 pounds, 10.3 ounces of dough, or 1.2 kilograms. I would, if I have that basic bar of that amount of dough, then I would say I would separate without a bracha. But if I have 4 pounds or 15.4 ounces or 2.25 kilograms, then I would need to do it with a bracha as well. What if I'm baking matzahs and the dough I'm using is not enough to have that shiur of that measurement? Do I not take challah? The answer is, if I'm in a situation where the dough is not enough, but when I'm baking a number of things, small cakes, small loaves, matzahs, and if I put the amount that I've cooked together all together, I baked all together, is really actually the shear, but not in the dough when I had it originally. In that case, I'm able to take all of those and put them into one large container, and the container is mitzarifon, combines them therefore to the chiyuv of taking challah. One can take after one has already baked them as well. What happens to some of the bread or the matzahs are sticking over the top of the container? In that case, one should it is a little bit of a problem. So it's best to put them all in a cloth and to cover them with a cloth, and that will create tziruf. So like let's say a tablecloth, and one puts all the small little challahs together, covers them with a tablecloth. They now require the hafrashas challah to take the challah, and then one would take out a section in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of challah. What if I'm taking a starter dough to use in other doughs? So I'm making sourdough, I'm taking the starter out. When do I take challah? Do I take it from the starter? Do I take it from the bread that I'm using to ferment? So one should really use it in the second part, the dough I'm using to ferment, because if I take the challah from the original starter dough, that dough now is no longer obligated. When I mix it into something else, it's a problem taking the challah from that second dough now, because I may be just taking out part the starter dough and not real challah from the dough which requires it. So it's best to wait. Therefore, the starter dough itself requires hafrashas challah. I put it into the new dough, and now according to all opinions, I can take out the challah in this case. What happens if I'm using the starter for other types of fermentation? So I'm taking the starter dough to ferment borscht. In that case, take the challah, separation from the starter itself, because borscht, of course, does not need hafrashas challah. Next concept is processing of the dough. What if I'm making dough to fry or to cook? So in that case, challah is taken without a bracha. What if I decide to bake it in the end? Then challah would be taken with a bracha. What if I want to fry some and bake some? Challah is taken with a bracha then. Doesn't matter the consistency of the dough. So answer is yes. We've been talking up till now about thick batter, which has challah taken for both when I'm baking it or frying it or boiling it, even though I may not have a bracha in those situations. But if I have a runny batter, let's say which is a cake batter, then it only will have challah taken from it when it is actually baked, when it's actually used to be baked, not if it is fried, not if it is boiled. So, for instance, pancakes would not be included in this as well, because that is done in oil. Wait a second, how does one take challah out of a runny batter? You can't just take a piece of it. So, in its runny batter, let's say I am baking cake and I have enough runny batter which is going to be to reach the shiur, the measure of the basic need of challah, then I would take the challah once it is already baked already. What if my flour was mixed with fruit juice or eggs? No water. In that case, there is no obligation on challah. So to avoid, and it's complicated whether one can take it, so what would be best to do is to put a little bit of water in to require challah and then take the challah in such a situation. Finally, last concept, on Shabbos. Let's say I get a Shabbos, and again, we're not talking in the era where everybody just goes to the bakery and just buys their bread, but they're making bread at home. They get to Shabbos, and oy veizmir, we did not take challah, but now this is the bread we have for Shabbos. What can we do? So if one is in the diaspora, one's in Chutz Aretz, then because that is the challah is derabbanon in Chutz Aretz, it's rabbinic, not biblical, in that case, one may leave a section of the bread outside, leave it out and not eat it. And on Motzei Shabbos, take that section or a section of that and make it the challah retroactively. But in Israel, it's too late to resolve because that's biblical and cannot be resolved in such a way. What happens if it was kneaded in Israel and baked in the diaspora? So I'm buying frozen dough from Israel. Then that is also not resolvable on Shabbos. What happens if it's an Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos? What do I do in such a situation? Well, one's really stuck because on Motzei Shabbos you can't separate challah. So what should I do? So the only thing one can really do in that case is give it to a non-Jew before this Zman Bira, before the time one is not allowed to own chametz, because one cannot rectify that situation otherwise. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.